like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. We say rest, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rule, Jesus, rule, Jesus, rule, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. We are seeking you early while you may yet be found, Lord, and we ask for your will to be done in our lives on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare not our wills, but let thine will be done as we submit ourselves before you, before your throne of grace, so that you might come in the morning and have your way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you as we begin this day, God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for last night's rest. That it was not a rest unto death, but it was a rest unto some slumber, God. We were able to renew ourselves, oh God, and rise this morning to seek your face. And so, Lord, before we begin and we do anything else in this, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now. Because there's nothing else that can wash away our sins. It's only the blood. There's nothing else that can make us whole again. It's only the blood. And so we plead the blood right now. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that the blood would wash us and purify us and sanctify us and make us whole before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we present our bodies before you as a living sacrifice. We submit ourselves to you on your altar. Oh God, we want you to kill our flesh, Lord. We want you to kill our old ways, Lord. We want you to bind and kill our old habits and lay ourselves on your altar, Lord, for you to come to more and have your way in us, God. As we submit ourselves and as we present our bodies before you as a living sacrifice, Lord, we ask that you would make us holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. That's the least that we can do. So God, I cast away and I bind my old ways and my old habits and my old thoughts and my old actions, Lord, because those things must be killed on a daily basis. If I don't put flesh under subjection, Lord, those things try to rise up and take control of me and get the glory out of my day, God. But I refuse to allow any of my flesh to get your glory. I refuse to allow any of my old habits and my old ways, Lord, to get your glory, Lord. I refuse that the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy in my life or in the life of those that are around me on this day. So I put myself under subjection and I yield to your will, God. And I say yes to your will and I say yes to your way. And I say, yes, Lord, I shall obey. So make us whole, Lord, and make us right, and make us clean, Lord, before you. It's possible, Lord, that when we confess our sins, you are not only faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, but, Lord, you separate our sins from us, Lord, as far as the east is from the west, God. You move our sins. And you throw our sins into a seat of forgiveness, Lord, and you don't remember them anymore. You don't throw them in our face. Because, Lord, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature every single day. God, you bless us with new mercies, and not only new mercies, Lord, but you bless us, oh God, with newness in life. So I don't have to worry about holding those on to those things that are old, because that is old news, God. But I'm forgetting those things that are behind, and I look towards those things that are ahead. I press towards the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, that you have given me another chance, Lord, to get things right, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for another opportunity, Lord, to chase after you, Lord, and be hungry and thirsty after more of your righteousness. Thank you, oh God, for another day that you have made, that I can see your goodness, that I can see your glory, that I can behold the beauty of your creation. God, I want to say thank you, oh God, for just another day, a brand new day that you've made just for me. I thank you, oh God, that you know the thoughts. And you know the plans for our lives. So we don't have to fear and we don't have to fret, Lord, that you're not in control. But no matter what may be going on in our lives, no matter what may be going on around us, Lord, you are in control. And we thank you that we serve a mighty God. No wonder the angels say, the songwriter said, angels bow down before you and heaven and earth adores you. Because our God is mighty, our God is great. Our God is awesome, and our God is like none other. And so, Lord, we submit to your will, and we surrender to your way. And so, like we sung earlier this morning, like to do in the morning, gently rest upon us today. Because without your spirit, Lord, we can't do anything. Without your anointing, without your power, without your presence, God, our day will be futile. Our day will be useless. Lord, it will be a victory-less day. And we won't have and accomplish the things that you set forth for us to accomplish on this day. So like to do in the morning, Lord, rest upon our hearts. Rest upon our minds. Rest upon our soul, God, that you might get the glory out of us. Shape us and mold us, God, even right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are the potter and we are the clay. You can shape us and mold us to be the vessels that we need to be on this day, Lord. I want my light to shine. I don't want my flesh to shine. I don't want my flesh to get your glory. But I want my light to shine that men might see my good works, but God, direct them to you that you might get the glory and the honor out of my life. God, let my words be seasoned with salt, oh God, today. Oh God, that it may speak those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, and God, those things that are just, those things that are of a good report, that I may claim about the good news of Jesus and let someone know that you still say today, God, I want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. Lord, I want to be a vessel that walks worthy, to be a light, God, that you can call in the midst of any storm, God, that I can shine bright, and so that you might get the glory, not out of just my life, but out of those that I come in contact with today. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know the plans, as I said again, for that you have for us today. Plans to prosper. Oh God, plans that gives us a future and a hope. And so we submit ourselves to you and we say yes to your will and we say yes to your way. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, that we may be in the right place at the right time with the right words in the right moment, God, that you might get the glory out of us. We don't go in this day, God, thinking that you're not here. So if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we would not be here today. Oh, God, if it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we wouldn't be at our jobs. I'm at work early this morning. Some are on their way to work, Lord. Some are preparing their days at home, God. Some are on their way to school. But wherever we find ourselves at this morning, it's only because of your grace and your mercy, Lord. And so we submit ourselves to you, and we yield to your will. So, Lord, we ask that as you prepare us for this day, that you will rain on us in the now in the name of Jesus. Be that guiding light. Be that ruler that we need you to be. Be our rock in the weary land and the shelter in the time of storm. Be God all by yourself in our lives, Lord. And we say yes. We say yes, we shall obey. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. So come tomorrow and have your way in us and make us meet for your uses on this day. I pray, oh God, for those that have asked for prayer. Lord, I thank you for bringing Lady Olinda and I back from Iowa safely. We thank you for traveling mercies and grace in a time of fellowship with our brother, our dear friend, Tiana Schamberger, Lord, and Pastor Stephen Carter, Lord, and the Bread of Life Church of God in Christ. We thank you for that friendship, Lord, that we are building. We thank you for that time of fellowship and worship. But we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to make it back here safely. Thank you for keeping Prairie Center, God, covered while we were out of town. Thank you for those, oh God, that know that we still pray no matter where we find ourselves at. We find ourselves committed to prayer, Lord. And so we pray for, oh God, Pastor White, Lord, in New Jersey, Lord, who has been sick, Lord. We pray for healing in his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, who asks for prayer, Lord. I ask that you give her wisdom on how to make the right decisions, oh God, for your glory and for your honor, Lord. Don't let flesh lead, but God, let her to surrender to your will, Lord, that you might get the glory out of her life and out of her situations, Lord. Oh God, I pray, oh God, for all that might be sick among us, Lord. I bind sickness right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I plead the blood, because your blood not only washes away sin, but your blood heals, your blood delivers, your blood sets free. And not only does your blood set free, Lord, but it brings about life and life that more abundantly. So I plead the blood, because your blood, oh God, still has power, Lord, today. I plead the blood over everyone that's sick, oh God, everyone that's confused, Lord. I plead the blood over those that have been distracted or discouraged or have lost hope, Lord. I plead the blood because your blood, God, draws us back unto you and help us to understand, God, that it was only by the blood that we have life today. So I plead the blood over our homes, and I plead the blood over our jobs. I plead the blood over our finances, Lord. I plead the blood over our bodies. I plead the blood over our families, Lord. I plead the blood over our ministries, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood for rain on us, rule over us, move in us, use us like the dew in the morning, God. We need your spirit. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need you, oh God, today. Thank you, oh God. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, on today. We won't lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, God. We acknowledge you. That's why we're praying here this morning. We are acknowledging you. We cannot do this day on our own. So give us a praying spirit. Help us to put flesh under subjection. As we travail in consecration today, you said these kinds come out by fasting and prayer only, Lord. And so we're in our day of fasting, Lord, our day of fasting, where we consecrate ourselves for your glory. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment. God, honor our travail, Lord, as our flesh has a desire to eat, drink, and be merry, Lord. But we want our spirit man to grow stronger, and for our anointing in you to grow stronger, and for us to make ourselves available for your will to be done in our lives. So honor our consecration. We won't lean into our own understanding, but in everything that we do, we acknowledge you even now. We acknowledge, oh God, that we're nothing without you. We acknowledge, God, that we can't do anything without you. God, we acknowledge, Lord, that we can't make it without you. So, God, here we are standing before your throne. You said, if any man ask, he shall receive. If he seek, he shall find. If he knock, it shall be unto him, Lord. We are asking, we are seeking, and Lord, you promise, Lord, that the doors will be open. We're knocking at the door. Come the morning, have your way in our lives, and bless your people today in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, and I pray for this day. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another day of victory. Thank you, God, for a day that I can spend with you, offering unto you as a praise with the fruit of my lips, God, glorifying you and magnifying you, because you are an awesome God. Bless these, your people. Keep us today and bless us with victory today, and we'll give you the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.